daar financieel niet achter ga je. In other words, a stasis says that the Yochel is certainly chayiv, even Malibu the Rabbanuli. But the question is the any Yochel chayiv? So Rav Chisda says only the Yochel, because he is doing the whole Meloche, and the other one is only Misayeh, it's nothing. And Rabbanuli says that both are chayiv. Da fimu shini Yochel chayiv Rav Yudi, mit neishim Misayeh, uch nechayiv Rav Yudi bizein Yochel, bizein Yochel. ויאמר רב חסדא מסייעים בממש ונדמה לזה ניוכל וזה ניוכל דאוסם המלוכה נעשס על דשתיהם so each one is indispensable ואי אפשר לעשס על דיואכל so maybe each one is considered to be doing the מלוכה מה שאין כן היה דאי ניוכל is not indispensable it can be eliminated so maybe רב חסדא says he's potter ופי חוכי נחל מסייע על שני ימי סימייס ודאצ אין ניוכל not here וגם זה אין נמח so he refutes that too וגם זה הנה מחווה בעיני כל הצרח מנתני שכוספתי די אפשר לחלק בדוב עושה ולאימא די עליבא די רבי יהודה כאומר רב אמנונה ולאו עליבא די הנח די דו מה יקל עם אימא so the question is the same cash so we say רב אמנונה says that the עיני יוחד is also chayiv because the libiza vidaini yochel we apply the din of zaini yochel zaini yochel yo but ali bid rab shimon should be part so the same cash ויחוי נשאול בגלל הזה. ומסתברי ודאי דרבם נונה אף מי שאין יוכל קומה. וכדברי הפיר שח. So he agrees with the sheet of the Rambam. He agrees with the sheet of the Rambam. אלו דוח את הפרשית. רב חסדא אומר, יוכל חייב לכולם. ואפילו לרב יהודה ורב שמעון. מפני שם לא חי כולו נעשס על יודי. ואין ידי מלי זה יוכל וזה יוכל תהוסום כל אחד יש מלוכל בו לעשה את כולו וכשהוא יוצא כולו התאיר או פתרת אבל זה יוכל וזה יוכל זה יוכל שעושה קרין המי so he spotted even על ידי רמיה ומי שני יוכל אין על מסייע מסייע בממש ואפילו רמיה ואין ידי מלי זה יוכל וזה יוכל תהוסום כל אחד יש מייסה ונחל מסייע על יש מייסה חברה רב נונה אומר שאפילו המסייע יש לחייב לכל העולם לכל העולם now let's see לרב מאיר so רב נונה says now so according to the Rashba that goes without saying that the Yochel is chay because he certainly can be considered as doing the Melochah because he can do it without the help of the other and the other without his help couldn't do it so the Yochel is certainly chay but רב נונה says that the Yochel is also chay שאלי בדי רב מאיר יש חייב מפני שישי מייסי בכל כך ורב מאיר בכל עניין מחייב so in other words, so he applies the lomdes of רב מאיר ורב יישי he applies it to a certain extent he doesn't go as far so רב מאיר מפני שישי מייסי בכל כך ורב מאיר בכל עניין מחייב וזה גם כן איסו מייסי בכל כך והבלי כי זה אין יוכל וזה אין יוכל so me mele according to Rabbi Nune ali bid Rabbi Meir so is chayv vi o adin Rabbi Yude min atayna azul idas Rabbi Nune so and the same thing is according to Rabbi Nune says that the Yochel is also chayv because the Yochel vis-a-vis the Yochel we can apply the din of Zayn Yochel and Zayn Yochel so bein Rabbi Meir bein Rabbi Yude Zayn Yochel and Zayn Yochel so is chayv oh but So as far as Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda is concerned, so he had no difficulty with Rav Meir and Rav Yosef either. But the kasha of the Rashba was in connection with Rav Shimon. Why does Rav Shimon say the Ein Yochel is chayev? After all, he holds that the Ein Yochel is the Yochel is potter. So that's the reason as to why he rejected the Rashba's, I mean not Rashba, Rav Meir and Rav Yosef's explanation. So let's see what the Rashba says. Well, Rav Shimon is potter b'chol inyan, בין בשניהם יחילים, בין זה לעצמי, בין זה לעצמי, בין זה אין יוכל, וזה אין יוכל, סביל רב אמנונה, דיוכל מידע, משמודך שזה יוכל וזה יוכל, ויהבל אין אחד למבט כולי, ולא יעובד, קרינם ביו יישא כולו ולא יישא מקצוס, זה יוכל וזה יוכל, לא רק, so יישא כולו וזה מקצוס, ועדים ויהו עתם לזה אין יוכל וזה יוכל, אני מבשי, so it's not a יישא כולו, kim shi nechod mem yochel asei so tloi krinem bu yochel chos avol bize yochel bize ni yochel ha yochel chayev al kol choch di bide dei krinem be yochel chos וכיוון שהיוכל חייב, יהיה אפשר לפטר את השני, משום שניים שעשו, שאם כן, אבל יוכל לפטר. וכיוון שכן, חייבן יסי מי הם שמסייע, ויאמר לרב חיזם מה משפטה. That's the difference between הרב רב מישהו. Actually, the Rashba applies along this of הרב רב מישהו. But there is one difference. Because according to הרב רב מישהו ברב יסף, so רב חיזם, רב אמנה says, only the יוכל is חייב, and the יוכל is פוטר. מה שאיקן according to the Rashba, so it goes without saying that the יוכל is חייב. So, but רב אמנה says that the אין יוכל is also חייב. So the mele, so we can explain. So the Rashba says we can explain Rav Amnune even a little bit Rav Shimon, because true Rav Shimon says in Yochel when Yochel is potter. Mashein can hear in this case. So Ruven is a Yochel. So Ruven is certainly chayev. So Ruven is certainly chayev. So as long as Ruven is chayev, so the mele Shimon is also chayev. But this you could only say a little bit Rav, but you couldn't say it a little bit Rav Mishi Rav Yisef. Because I'll leave it Rav Meshi Rav Yosef, so Reuven is not chayev. So how can Shimon be chayev? But according to Rashba, Reuven is certainly chayev. So Mila Agav Grore, Shimon is also chayev. But we have to understand this Agav Grore. So it seems that the Rashba Shite is that the reason as to why Rav Shimon patterns Zein Yochel v'Zein Yochel. Because in the case of Zein Yochel v'Zein Yochel, so it means that no Meloche was done by a Gav. No Meloche was done by a Gav. In the case of Zein Yochel v'Zein Yochel. So it's not that the Gav, that this Gav didn't do a Meloche. No Meloche was done altogether. In other words, what is a meloche? Meloche means, in other words, if something is done by the wind, so you can't call it a meloche. It's not that a wind is not about chiyuve, it's not about das, it's not about chiyuve. But let's say when a wind moves, let's say a chifet, daledamit b'shus rabim. So it's not that the wind is not chayv mitzvahs. No, it's not that just that the wind is not chayv mitzvahs. It's nonsense to say that the wind did a meloche of its own. But the wind is allowed. I mean, he's not responsible, the wind. No, it's not that. It's not shayach to say that the wind did a meloche. Even though the wind sometimes might move a chayfetz, not daled ames, but 100 ames, it might move a chayfetz. But you couldn't say that the wind was made, see, the chayfetz mitchilas daled ames daled. There has to be a gavre. In order that the Hefze should be Hefze of the Meloche, it must be done by a Gavre. It must be done by a Gavre. And if it's not done by a Gavre, so then the Hefze is not a Meloche. It's not only that the Gavre didn't do a whole Meloche, but the there is no Hefze of Meloche. So it is just like the wind blowing away a ball mitchilas dalet b'seif dalet. So then we say the ball just moved by itself, not that the wind did a meloche. Only when a gavre does a meloche, then there is a hefze of a meloche. But if it's not done by a gavre, so then we don't have a hefze of a meloche. So the reason is why, according to Rav Amnune, there is a distinction between the case of Zein Yochel and Zein Yochel. In the case of Zei Yochel, V'Zei Niyochel. Alibi Rashba, you couldn't say it Alibi the Rav Meshi Rav Yisef. So, because in the case of Zei Niyochel, V'Zei Niyochel, so that means that the Meloche was done by two Gavres. But each Gavre didn't do the Meloche. So that means, since each Gavre did not do the Meloche, so that means it's like a meloche that is done by the wind. So there is no meloche nasis. There is no hefts of meloche. There is no hefts of meloche. So maybe each one is potter. Each one is potter. Mashein came in the case of ze yochel with any yochel. And according to the Rashba, so it goes without saying that the yochel is chayev. Because the yochel is considered to have been doing the whole meloche by himself. So there is a hefze of a meloche. If there is a hefze of a meloche, and then the in yochel helped, and he did it b'chol keicha, he did his utmost. So memele, so it's considered according to Rav Amnon. So it's considered as if this heftze of melocha. So was done completely by the yochel also, because after all, the in yochel cooperated, he helped to his utmost. Yes, what is it?
Since we're saying now that the yochel is epic shofo, so he's doing the mindset. So now when the Ein Yochel does any type of mindset, whether he does his utmost or not, it's a separate mindset, and he should be paying for it anyway, whether it's the Kolko or whether
well, that's,
not.
That's what it means, that means. Otherwise,
because the Reisman says, well, it's the Kolko.
No, you see, what does Bechol Kolko mean? Bechol Kolko means, in other words, that he did help. Let's say, suppose someone would carry out a beam, Reuven would carry out a beam on his shoulders, and without Shimon's help he would be able to carry it, but it would be very, very burdensome for him. Then Shimon comes along and puts his both hands, and 1 second, and he lightens the burden. But Shimon's work by itself would not have carried the beam. But together with the beam being on the shoulders of Reuven, so Shimon made it much easier. He will not be so knocked out. Reuven will not be knocked out at all. He'll feel relaxed. So then we say, so in such a case we say, that since a heftze of a meloche is done, there is a meloche. So it's not a meloche. So there is a heftze of a meloche. A meloche was nasis here. Now, and Reuven is considered Alpidin to do the whole meloche. And Shimon helped. And there is a heft of meloche. So it's considered that Shimon also did the same meloche. As long as we have a heft of meloche. As we have a heft of meloche. But suppose it's not Bechol Keichei. So let's say Shimon would come and he would put his hand on top of the beam. So in other words, he doesn't lighten the burden of Reuven. So of course he wouldn't be chayef. What did he do?
No. What we're saying to you, what I understand what she was saying is that the only time that Shimon will be high is the Ein Yochel, if he does his oof to Bechol Kolko, even though he's Ein Yochel. But if not, then he would, even though he does help, but not as much as he could.
Bechol Kolko is descriptive of the help. That's what it means, Bechol Kolko. Is descriptive of the help. I mean, Bechol Kolko doesn't mean, let's say, that Shimon is only chayev if Shimon is a weakling and he couldn't do any better. Shimon might be the heavyweight champion, but if he just places his hands beneath, so in that position, in that manner, so he's Ein Yochel, so, and he couldn't carry the beam by himself when he puts his hand. That's called Bechol Keichei. Now, all right. Omer Rav Papa Mishmidro Vafanan Amatiyoni. Rabbi Yisei Meir. Hasus Pitami Al Yodov. Hachamir Al Radlov. Shemishenes Hasus Al Yodov. Vichamir Al Radlov. But, so, in the Mishnah, I mean, it's mentioned Maseiras HaShas. It's very strange. In the Girsa, in the Mishnayas, it's just the opposite. Shemishenes Asuz Al Radlov, and Mishenes HaChameir Al Yodov. Just the opposite. Girsa's Mufochis, we find it in several Mishnahs, that in the Mishnah itself, the Girsa is just the reverse of what it is in the Gemara. Alright. Va'amayu komisayu ba'atodeh. לאו מי שאמרינו מסיים לממש. רש, הסוס מטעם ביודוב, אם עזוב רכב ולא ויתר להסתחס אחס מיודוב של סוס, אבל תחס רגלוב תירו שמשמתי על רגלוב, ועוד איתנה לי לדלת על להסתחס רגלי, הבאים בו תירס, איז לא איתי רבי איס. In other words, רבי איס has referenced, this is also points out the same thing. This is also points out the same thing. That it has reference to this reish, and the sefer Rabbi Yis is not even chelik. Vamayu komisayu ba'atode. Lav mishna abrinu misayim mamish. Now let's see the thesis. Shemishenes asus al yodov. Hochet nan lo misachazovim peridalet. Hoya regel ook abei mo vaab dat is daar gesag abei mo teis ni shi khil la mi dal shalish hoy so tal is achas tachas de yadayim tachas de rawayim tachas de regel tneyo rab yis ei meer hasus mit am yodov vi dir le ri dir rab yis li polikala reishe it's so in other words the reishe says the albota tal is tachas abei mo teis so each talis that is tachas raglei asus. So me istoye tachas raglei asus and even tachas yode asus. Tachas yode asus. Or tachas raglei tachas raglei hamei. So Rabbi Yisi says no. If it will be tachas raglei asus, so then it be toyer. But if italis will be tachas yada the foreleg, tachas the foreleg of the sus, so then it will be tomei, because she mishenes asus al yodov. Avo asev diktone tachas tiraglayim meyo loy polik. The avo gav the mishenes asus al yodov dovo poshetu the beloy shtei raglof loy yochel amit. Even though mishenes asus is al yodov, but when he stands only on the hind legs, so then he's the whole support at that moment. The whole support is on the hind legs. So memele, if he'll pick up one hind leg, so he'll certainly fall down. The portion which the rango ilochlam koshelri. Maro yirav pape lohovi miseife v'lemaise mireishe milsayi derabonon kidaise leil v'imarii mishim dereishe ikli tchuyil boim leil shano chedok legamre aval rabi yisi lekli mitcha di taimi mishidokro dim keil li tam asus afil yodov di pshite name di okro oma ravashi avana name di yoni rablezer reime ligabe aveine rag leachas la kliv rag leachas la ritzpo rag leachas la evim rag leachas la ritzpo rei kol chili not la kliv not la evim yochla mit rag leachas avin osik sheikho vim vav avidose ipsulo but if he could remain standing he wouldn't fall down even if the kli would be removed and the evim would be removed so he would have enough support on the other leg so then the avid is sheikho but the leg that is standing on the kli or on the even is misayeya. It's much easier to stand that way than to stand on one foot. So it's a raya. Vamayuk misayeya batode. Lavishamun misayeya mamish. Om rabin avnamtio. Kibu beminus misayayite yavidosik shira. Vamayuk misayeya batode. It's easier for him. Lavishum. Damrino misayeya imbimo mamish shmam. Now the rash. Kine mir alkabit li o yeve mishu do vach itz bin over litzmo vo aber avlo si psu od khsi vishir es khoy khav vi im indim ki da midos ki sharach vitol ev rabbi shmoel hoy vo litzmo kedesh ku shor is mekdoshin smeu psu aveide ki do ma fe kam de khum kom ki shne marez ba u kun ein el yemi so even though the smeu is mesaya yeah, but as long as he could do the aveide without the smeu even though it makes it easier for him so si yu is in mamish o mama זה יוכל וזה יוכל רד מי המחייב יבוא אלו בינון שיעו לזה ושיעו לזה הוא ידיל משיעור אחד לכולו רב חיז דבר אמנון אחד אומר שיעו לזה ושיעו לזה ואחד אומר שיעור אחד לכולו אומר רב פות משמי לרוב אף ענן נם את עיון הוי יהיה איש יפל גבי מיתו ואבות על יס תחס הר ברגלי המיתות מי יס מפני שיחילו להמיד על שולש והבאי והמאי ליבו ישיר זיו לזה ושיר זיו לזה so it should be tommy only four זווים as Rashi explains it as sitting on it לא משום דמרינו שייכות לכולון אמר רב נחם ביצוח ונן המתיוני צבי שנכנס לבייס ונועל יחד בפון אוף חי נועלו שניים פטורים לא יוכל יחד לינג ונועלו שניים חיוב והמאי ליבו ישיר זיו לזה ושיר זיו לזה לא משום דמרינו שייכות לכולון so it's a raya to Rav Amnone assuming that Rav Amnone is the one who says Shirach Mekulam, that's how it's mashed. Omer Rabine Afanana Metiyone Hashut fin shegom vu vitof chuk hayovi v'amai li bo yishiyo tvich lezeh v'shiyo tvich lezeh la mishim namrinon shiyo echon likulon ויום רב אשי אבנה נמתיוני שניים שיציעו קונה של גרדי חיובי ואמר לי בו ישיעו יצאו לזה וישיעו יצאו לזה לב משנה מגינו שירחו לכולם אומר רב אחת לדרוב לרב אשי דיר מודיז בלבשו ביצקל לזה ביצקל לזה so in other words there is ישיעו יחוד לזה וישיח לזה אם כי לשמינו קונה דעלמה מה ישנה לגרדי אוף וויברס ודיר מודיז בכדי להריג מפל לזה ודי להריג מפל לזה אל מולקל משמינים תונה תנה קמין רב נחמון, שניים שהציעו קונה של גרדה פטורים, ורב שימא מחייב, סוקלה פלאי, it's the other way around, אלא היא מחיובי, ורב שימא פייד. דרשי, שיעור זה כחיירה שמחו, שיעור זי ושיער ביטחו ביולוב, וצורך לי איסקן דלת זובי. נועל אחד בפונו וזו יצא דוסי, נועל לשניים פטורים, רב יהודה הוא דיפוטה בשניים אחדים, שיעור ציד הסביל לכל אחד ואחות, זה היה צביד תו צביעים, אלא שמע מיני שירך לכולות. ומדרב יהודה נשמע לרב מאיה בשני מחילים לבוא לפלי. חיובים לשאלים תשלום מדל והי, קונה גרדו וחל מילסה ואילה וירד בשס. קונה דל משנעים מדל לעסוק, תאווי שיעורי כעיצים, דילהי שיעורי כדאריגי. כלפי ראי, כלפי היכה נפרדוב הזה, הורב שימן הוא דיפוטה שניים של יצירו. יצא איך למפוחס מרשי או בכלי פוטה אף על הכלי. שהכלי תפל עליי. So, the halacha is that if somebody is made tzeichli in a kele, so then he's poter even, so he's only, so eichli pochis mechishil, so mainly cannot be mechuyev for the eichli. So he's poter on the kele. Why? Because the kele is tofel, he's bottled to the eichli. But if the Eichlim have the Shio, so then he's Chai Vechatos for the Eichlim. But where the Eichlim don't have the Shio, so he cannot become a Chuyev for the Kele, because the Kele is bottle to the Eichlim. As a Chai Bimito, let's suppose he carries out, let's say, a child in the carriage, so there's a Loch of Chai Meise Satsmei, so Midraise, it's not considered as itzoye, so he's poter even for the carriage. Why? Because he wouldn't have carried out the carriage except for the fact that he needs the carriage in order to lead the child in it. So mele the carriage becomes bottled to the child. Shamid afil es ames bimito chayim. So that is that according with Rabbi Yehuda. That lochashin tzchilul gufa is chay. So true, when somebody is made to the mess, he doesn't have any positive purpose in taking out the mess. It's a negative purpose. He wants to get rid of the mess. He wants the mess to be covered. It's not that he needs the mess. So militzim lochashin tzricho ligufa. So still, Rabbi Yehuda holds lochashin tzchilul gufa is chay. So he's chay for the mess. V'chikazayis na mess. V'chikazayis na veil. וחדושו מן אשר, את חייב, ורב שמן פייטר, בקורס רב שמן הולדס, מלוכו שנצריך על גופו, לוכו שנצריך על גופו, יש חייב, יש פותר, so ממילא, when someone is made CMS, he doesn't have a positive purpose in carrying down the mess, it's a negative purpose, he wants to get rid of the mess, so it's a מלוכו שנצריך על גופו, that's the cloud, whenever someone is made CMS, not for a positive purpose, but for a negative purpose, let's say he's made CMS, he carries thorns, ketzim, in the Rishus Rabbim. Not because he needs that ketzim, but he wants to get rid of the ketzim. He doesn't want the ketzim to be in the Rishus Rabbim. So it's a melocha shenitzricho leguf, and he's potter. Now, mess, usually a mess, so it's a negative purpose, unless he carries out the mess because he wants to perform an autopsy on the mess. So then it's a melocha tzricho leguf. But the usual purpose of carrying out the mess is lekevre. That's a negative purpose. He wants to get rid of the mess. So militim lochin it's good for. So he's potter. So mimeledim is potter on the own too. Because the own becomes bottled to the mess. Rashi. As a chai bimito, vichayli mechai valetziosi, do make latzme, vinesi atzme. So Rashi explains. Why do we say Chai Neises Atzme is not Chayev? Because when a person is carried, so he eases his own burden. So the melee is potter. So the carrier is potter. וכן כזייס נעמס חייב עם היצי והילו מטעמי הויצוך שובוי להצ לעצמם מן התומו but it is מלוכה שצריך לגובו so some Rabbi Yehuda so Tanakame holds like Rabbi Yehuda מלוכה שצריך לגובו יש חייב ורבי שמעון פתח ומשולת da mlocha shi tzrich le gufo vi chol mlocha shi nitzrich chol nisal komo lov ha mlocha shi nitzrich le gufo di birtzein li bo lei vlo yitzorcho hilkach lav meleches machshebe si le rab shimen so Rashi here says that the reason is why mlocha shi nitzrich le gufo is potter according to rab shimen is because it's not in meleches machshebe that's Rashi shit in many places that the reason is why Meloshin Tzchilgufa is potter al libid Rav Shimon is because it's not in Melechet Machshavos. So we have other halachas Melechet Machshavos, but this is one din of Melechet Machshavos. Melechet Machshavos. Now, the Rach, you'll find the Rach and Shaloidim Kemei and Daftzadi Kei, Omudal and this Mishnah Hamei Tzieich Lim Pochis Mereshiyo Bichli Yipotem Afal Akli Shakli Tfeilolei Vimei Tzieich Shiyo Bichli Chayev Al Eichli Upotar Al Akli Vimoy Akli Tzorich Lai Chayev Al Zeh Val Zeh Kigei Shetzorich Kigei Shetzorich Lai Eichel Vitzorich Eil Likli Inname Shein Yochel Hei Tzieich Eichel Elo bichli, ki natusim be'arat Yisrael v'chayitzi lehen, v'day kino. So, all right, so that now we explain more. So the Rach says, and that is Yerushalm, that when do we say that if someone is made tzeich lim poches mechishio, so he's poter, even al bichli, so and eichlin is poter because he's poches mechishio, and on the keile, it's less than a kregas. But on the keile is potter because the keile is bottled to the keile is bottled to the eichel. That's only so that's Yerushalmi. That is if he carries out very small items of eichelim in the keile, like the blueberries, the blackberries, tusim. That's berries. So in other words, it's he couldn't carry berries without the keile. So Mimele, since it's necessary to use a keile in order to carry that, so the keile becomes bottle to the eichel. Mashenkin, if you carry out, let's say, a pomegranate, a rime, a big thing, in a keile, so he could just as readily carry out the pomegranate without the keile. He carried it out in the keile. So even though he carried it out in the keile, since it's not necessary to carry it out in the keile, but he carried it out in the keile, so the keile doesn't become bottle. That's the Yerushalmi, and the Rach mentions it. Now the Rambam doesn't mention it. The Rambam. Pirik Yudches Milche Shabbos Haloche Chofches The last Haloche in Pirik Yudches Milche Shabbos Hameitzi Poches Mechishil Af al pi sheitzi Bichli Poter Shakli Tfeilol Vein kavonosei leitze as hakli El leitzo as ma shebiseche Vareim bekishil Lifi choch Im heitzi odom chai shein ekofus Bin mito Poter af la mito Sha mito tfeilol Eilchei kor hayitzi bezeh So the Raivet says, "Kosav Raivet, biYerushalmi miforesh kalim tusim shein tzrich lekeilim." When do we say poter afal hakeilim? If it's necessary for the eichel, like berries, so he couldn't carry out berries without a keile. But if it's a big thing, he could carry it without a keile. Then the keile doesn't become bottle. So the Raivet paskens like that Yerushalmi, but the Rambam doesn't mention it. So the Magid Mishneh says ואיני ראה כנדר הגמרוסנו, אלו כל מידי דמבטלן לגבי, אף על פי שאין צורך להיפות. He says, "Famau gemore it's mashma, not like the Yerushalmi. The Tau gemore is chilik on the Yerushalmi. Where is it mashma? There is no Rai Mechachas in the gemore in Shabbos. He says, "Vorochi mashma behed ye bepirik neitil." But the Yosemeyach mentions the Rai from the gemore in Suki. Daf Mendalet. Daf Mendalet. Where the gemore says, "Ligabi meitzi. Ligabi meitzi enesrik b'seich hakeyon." So there, there is a machlekes, the Rabbonon, Rabbi Yisi, as to whether he is chayev. So the shaila is tov b'dvar mitzveh. So whether he is chayev chatos. But the Gemara has the kashe. But let him be mechuyev. And when we say tov b'dvar mitzveh, is poter. So only if also mitzveh. So be shleime. I'm the Esrik, so he's becoming a mitzvah with it. But let him, so the Gemara says there, Ukisha Heitzi as a Esrik Bikele. It's a Heitzi as a Esrik Bikele. So from that Gemara, it's mashma that he's Potter on the Kele. And that's what we get from Dalet and Suki. Now, an Esrik is not like a berry, not like a blueberry. It's a big thing. I mean, it's not necessary to carry out to use a keli in order to carry out an esrik. And still, the Gemara applies that din. So the Yosameach mentions. So we see from the Gemara that Dalet Misuke that our Gemara is chilik on the Yerushalmi. I mean, this is what the Yosameach is. Anyway, we have a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid as to whether a little bit hilchasi. So this halacha of hameitzi eichlin b'seich hakli, so if the eichlin is poches mechishil, so the mele cannot be mechuyev for the eichlin, so he's poter aval hakli. So whether it applies to every case where you put an eichlin in a kele and you are hameitzi, or only to a case where the eichlin is very small and the kele is necessary for carrying out the eichlin, like blueberries. But if it's a big thing, they're not. All right. Now, the Gemara. Toner Rabban. Hamei tzeich li kishiyo. Im bichli chai valeich li nupotar lakli. So if someone is mei tzeich li, then it's the shiyo. It's a gregas. So if he was mei tzeich li, kishiyo in the keile, so he's chai only on the score of the eich. Upotar la keile, because the keile is bottle teich. Vimo yokli tzorik lei, but if he is interested in the keli itself, not for the purpose that the ichlin should be carried in it. So if we might read tzorchle, is chayv alake. Shmamino, so what? So the Gemara assumed that is chayv tuchatois. In other words, suppose someone was made to ichlin in the keli, but he needs the keli by itself. So then he's chayv to chatois. He's chayv to chatois. Shmamino echel shnei zei zechile belemechot chayv shtayim. So we see from this that when one eats two kezesi of chilev in one oblivion, in one helem, in other words, he didn't find out of his first shgogo and then he did the other shgogo. But it's one state of ignorance. In one oblivion, one hell, so is chayev shtayim. Now, because after all, he did it b'shedik, so he didn't know. He didn't know it was a carry. He didn't know it's Shabbos. He thought it was Friday, Sunday, whatever the reason is. So he was laboring under the impact of a certain hell, of a certain oblivion. So, but it's one oblivion for both. So there is no idea that could be mechalik. So, and still the Brisa says that is chayev ala kele. So we see that if someone eats one kazayis of chayev, and then an hour later, b'sheik, and an hour later, before he found out that he did an avera, he ate another kazayis of chayev, so it's chayev shtechatois. That's a big chiddush. Now, so omar Rav Sheishes, ochen mayaskinon, kigin sheshoga galoich, That's Rashi's guess. In other words, here on the price it says v'moyukli tzorichle chayav ala keile. So it means that so it's the case where he was a shei kaneil and he was a mezit on the keile. So what does it mean? So on the keile is chayav chatos, and the keile couldn't be chayav chatos. He's a mezit. He didn't know that it's also to carry out echel. He thought echel is mutar, but to carry out. But he was a mezit on the keile. But if he wasn't interested in the keile itself, so then he couldn't be chayev mise on the keile. But if he was interested in the keile itself, so then he's chayev mise on the keile. Umay chayev diktone mise. So in other words, so that means. So we see a aloha here that the din of common with Rabnei, that let's say if somebody does a maise that is mechayevim, let's say mise and malchus, so we say ein odom meisi leike. Or if he's mazik mome while he was mechal Shabbos, so zolak chetz v'koras roim balechosei, so he's potter for the seroim. Why? Because if a certain maise has to be mechayev in mise and momen, so we say kom d'ramnei, he's only mechayev one chiyuv, not two chiyuvim. So the male one could say that if somebody through one maise should become mechayev for mise and korban, now mise is a more severe penalty than korban, so he should be chayev korban. So we see here no shogak aleichlim v'idit alakele. So the price says. The price says that he is chayev. That he is chayev. Afal akele. That means aleichlin is chayev echatos, and on the kele is chayev mise. And we don't take on Rabne. Why not? The answer is because when do we apply the aloche of common Rabne if both chiyuvim are chiyuvim? Mashenkin here korban is kapore. So we do not say gabi kapore. We do not say common Rabne. That din we see. Maskev lo ravashe vo afala keile kotoni. Afala keile kotoni. So ma'af means that there is parity between the two chiyuvim. But if you say shogal eichlin vidal akele, so there is no parity. One chiyuv is a chiyuv of mise and the other chiyuv is a chiyuv of kol. So how can you use the lashon af? Elo ma ravashe. Gein shogal, but some other words. Obviously, the price has reference to a case where is a sheikam both. So, and still, the price says we would see tzoros lechayev. But so that means that if somebody ate one kazay in a sheik, and then an hour later, before he found out, he ate another kazayis. Be'al mechod is chayev shechatoyis. So, alom hashik nishor boze uboze v'neidale v'choza v'neidale u'v'klukte de Rabbi Yechon v'Rabbi Shimon b'loki. Where there was a idea mechalekes. Now, we plug the Rabbi Yechon, we shlok the flug bidis mechalekes. Very well, God, if the name Rav Sheish is Rav Vashoch, Rav Sheish is loy muka loche, kosovarein yidis mechalekes. The Rav Vash is sova yidis mechalekes. But Teisve says, Pirish chayv shtei chatois, Rabbi Yechon, kishanidol and bechodom nidol, it yidis mechalekes. Or kishlok yishu says, that yidis mechalekes, so it can be visualized in case where that Achashen Ischapale, Achashen Ischapale Alechot, Chozav Nidal Alacher, he brought the Korban on one, and then he became aware of the other Avere. So even though Ishlokish holds in this Mechalkes, but Kapores, he concedes that Mechalkes. Or Ishlokish Achashen Ischapale Alechot, Chozav Nidal Alacher, Upir Shakuntrasim Nirleri. The need the lesser Rav Sheish is this mechalkis. We call him okay. Yamid lo, Yamid benida le'alechot b'shvok kipper the kapor the kol alma mechalkis. So we don't have to say that it's that mechalkis. It's totally that mechalkis. All right. Now the Rashi who put al akele sheitvei leichem v'moytzorich likli lishtamish beitamish tashmish achir mokim shemitziyishom chayv al kolecho lechot keiched chayv litarte atarte uitzoyis be'al lechot. Now. Here the Rashbo asks a very strong kashi. I mean, everybody should be bothered by this kashi. Here the Gemara says, Shmamino Eichel Shnei Zeichel Be'Elamechot Chayvshta. So, possibly there is such a mandoma in Knesset. Sumches. The Teichel Shtis is a Chilem Be'alem Echot. So Sumches could possibly hold, could hold that Eichel Shtis is a Chilem Be'alem Echot is Chayev Shtayim. But even according to Sumches, that Eichel Shtis is a Chilem Be'alem Echot is Chayev Shtayim, so it means only if one ate, let's say, one kazai is chilev b'shegik the morning. Then the next day, without finding it out of his shkogo, so he ate another kazai is chilev the next day. So since it was done through two different maisim, so mimele, so sumches, so possibly according to sumches, he is chayim shtechatonis. But only if he ate two separate times, two separate maisim. But suppose someone has a big beis ablie and he takes into his mouth two gzeis echelev and he swallows it at once, then even sumches wouldn't say that echel shtei zeis echelev be'alem echod is chayv shtayim, because then it's not just a question of shtei zeis echelev be'alem echod, it's one maise. Instead of eating one kazayis, he swallowed two gzeisim. So memele, why does the Gemara say shma meno echel shnei zeis echelev be'alem echod chayv shtayim? For that there is a mandoma sumches, but here, even according to sumches, if somebody would swallow two gzeis echelev bevasachas, so it's one maise avere. So memele, he certainly chayev only one chatos. And here, with one maise, he was meitzi the kele and the echlin in the kele, and he's tzorichlikli. So it's like echel shnei zeis echelev bevasachas. That's the Rashi's kash. Very strong kash. Ochal shnei zeis echelev be'alem chayev shtayim. Kleima, shma minudi ketani disvir le'ochin. V'hai nesumches nimsat kon fergeis edenei. V'lo yivshit e'osom, d'lo yivshit no'o. Utmili, heiche midam lo loichal shnei zeis echelev be'alem echot. Do'oche bibasachas mofiklu. U'v'chai gav meleke lechiyuvetan. So even according to sumches, assuming that this is not bo, but assuming that according to sumches echel shnei zeis echelev be'alem echod is chayev shtayim, but only b'zeachas, not in basachas, here is basachas. Va'afil im timtzolayim abikotza abikotza o yochal vochal be'alem echod shu chayev tarte yotu mi shebola b'basachat kidei shnei zeis echelev mikalmei ma shechayev shtayim. Now, in Gemara, the Rebbe Lezer in Krisa says, Rebbe Lezer in Krisa says that if he was bo aloishon shehi achisei and achisoviv nachisimei v'chozar u'poleo, so there was one bia and then there was another bia, chayim al kolachas v'achas for every bia. So then Gemara has a shayla according to Rabbi Nachir, but the Gemara has a shaila according to Rabbi Lezer that if bo aloishon v'chozar u'poleo chayim al kolachas v'achas, even though it's be'alem echod, was v'lechot, how would it be by Shabbos kotzar v'chozar v'kotzar, kotzar kotzar v'chozar v'kotzar? So Rabbi says that according to Rabbi Lezer that habo aloishon v'chozar u'poleo is chayim al kolachas v'achas for every bia. So the same thing would be in the case of kotzar v'chozar v'kotzar, two separate mites. And Rav Yosef says no. When does Rav Lezer say habo aloishon alachis v'chozar u'poleo, so v'chayim al kolachas v'achas, even though it's be'alem echod, because l'chozar l'aruv, it cannot be integrated into one mite. Mashein kin kotzar. So two, he was keitzer kigeiches once, and then an hour later, the same Shabbos, he was keitzer again kigeiches. But the two shiurim could have been combined in one act of tzire. By bo alachisei, So it couldn't be Me'ariv. But here it could be Me'ariv. So according to Rabbi Yosef, Reb Lezer would be made that by Kotza, V'chosa V'kotza, so he wouldn't be Chayiv Shtayim. But, so the Machlekes is only by Kotza, V'chosa V'kotza. But, in the case where he's Keitzer, B'basachas, then he's certainly not Chayiv Shtayim. This is what he says. V'afilu in Timzolein. So even according to Rabbi Ali ben Reblezer, that is chayev, so only b'zachaze, but if it is kotza kishne krikres b'sachas, is poter. So how does Gemara say Shmamun Eichel Shnei Zeichel Chilim Belamechot Chayiv Shtayim? Implying that if Eichel Shnei Zeichel Chilim Belamechot Buzeach Hazeh is Chayiv Shtayim, so here also Chayiv Shtayim. No, even if we say that Eichel Shnei Zeichel Chilim Belamechot Buzeach Hazeh is Chayiv Shtayim, so only Buzeach Hazeh, but not Basachas, here is Basachas. That's the Kasha of the Rashi. V'yesh Leima, D'chiv Mishen Shnei Sheinis Deine Eichli Ukli V'gufim b'cholokim. Since it's two separate shemes, one is an echel and one is a kele, and it's gufim b'cholokim, afilu b'vasachas chashvin alei kizeach hazeh. Uchidam rimin hosom, hochem ha'askinom b'dala samudle al gabi teinu, v'kotzisom b'vasachas, dimishim hochem mechayev reblezer, hoil v'shemes b'cholokim, v'gufis b'cholokim. So in other words, so reblezer also has a shite. That Chayev Anov in the Tolde. So is Chayev too. So, in respect to Anov in the Tolde, is Chayev too, even if it's on Basachas. So, suppose with one cutting, so he caught the Taino and he caught something else with one act. One is an Av and one is it a Lode. So is Chayev. So. That's Dalas Amudla al Gabitaino. We caught some besachas. The Mishimochem Chayev Reblezer. Hoy Vishem is Micholokim. We goof is Micholokim. The Kavosi Gabi Kotza Vikotza. So, Kotza Vikotza. Hochem Mishkachas will be Chayev Kinshikotza Shtikriges Basachas. So, what does he say? So, the Rajba says, the Tinachanami, even if we say that the Echlishtiz is Echilev, Beale Mechot, is Chayev Shtayim. So it's only Eichlish Nizei Tzechilev Belemechot B'Zeach Hazeh. But Eichlish Nizei Tzechilev Belemechot B'Bas Achas, he's only Chayev Achas. Mashenk in here, once we assume that Eichlish Nizei Tzechilev B'Zeach Hazeh is Chayev Shtayim, so here on account of the fact that it's two separate chambers and Guf Mechalokin, so even B'Bas Achas is Chayev Shtayim. Even Basachas is Chayiv Shtayim. In other words, what's the pshat in the Rashi? So in other words, you see, there are certain halachas that are peculiar to Chatos. So in Chatos, there is a halacha that there has to, that if it's Behelem Echot, he is only Chayiv one Chatos. But everybody is made that if somebody is Boal Achese, V'chozaru Boal Achese, so he was even two averes, not one avere. But ligabish gogo, so there is aloche, if it's be'al mechot, so is chayiv only. According to Rabbi Lezer, how would it be koza kotza v'choza v'kotza? B'zeachaze. So according to Rabbi Lezer, is chayiv chatois. The fact that it's two mices, that is also mechalik, and it's considered like two halomes, like two oblivions, so it's chayiv two chatois, even though there, the mechayiv is the helem, the oblivion, the forgetfulness, but the fact that it's two separate mices, ktires, that is mechalik, and in two halomes. And according to Rabbi Yosef, when does Rabbi Lezer say that if it's two mices, it's mechalik into alomes, if it's efshal arim, you can't integrate the two mices into one, like Balachim say, because of Balachim, it's impossible to do both at the same time. But Mashenke by Kotza, because of Kotza, so Efshelahuve, so then it's not Mechalik. So the reason as to why he's Potter, if we say he's Potter, if Mechalik Abazer, is because we don't have different separate halomes. And in order to be chayav echatos, it's not enough that it did two ma'isa lemes. There must be two alomes. So according to the Rabbanon, even bo alachise because of bo alachise, we don't have two alomes. According to the Rabbanon, we have two alomes. But everybody is made it that there are two separate ma'isa lemes. And by kotzar, because of kotzar, but there are chazeh, so it's also two separate ma'isa lemes. But the shaila is, is it considered two separate alomes or not? So that's the shaila. Whether Ichel Shnizit Chile Belemechot is Hayev Shtai, because it's considered like two alomes, possibly according to Sumches, it's like that, or not? It's not two alomes. But it goes without saying that even if he's Hayev only one Chatos, but it's two separate Maisaveres. Is two separate ma'isaveres. Let's say, suppose he'll do it b'mezit. He'll eat one kazayin tchil b'mezit, and it'll be masrim, and then he'll eat a little later another kazayin tchil, and be masrim again. He'll be chayev two malkis because it's two separate ma'isaveres. But vis-a-vis chatos, there is a aloche. It has to be b'shtei alomes. So that's the question: is it considered like two alomes or not? Mashein kein. If so, even if we assume that Eichel Shnei is Chilul Belemechot Chayiv Shteiach, Shteiach Shtayim, why? Because it's considered two alomes. It's considered two alomes. Mashenke if he eats two Gzeisim Basachas, so it's one Ma'isaveira. How can it be Mechuyev to Chatoi? It's one Ma'isaveira. Because is there any distinction in the Ma'isaveira of eating one Kazayis Chilev or two Gzeisim Chilev at the same moment, or same zeisim chaylev? Less than a kazayis does not come within the love of chaylev. It comes within the iser, the extra iser of kol chaylev, the iser ese of chotishiyom, but it doesn't come within the regular love. But if it is a kazayis, so it comes within the love. So whether it's kazayis or two zeisim or ten zeisim doesn't make any difference. It's the same ma'isavere. It's not two ma'isaveres. So even if we assume that is so only because it's two separate ma'isaveres. But the shaila is ligabei chiyuv chatos. So we can say that it's mechalik. Mashenkin if it's basacha, so it's one ma'isavere. How can it be mechuyev? How can it be mechuyev? Two separate. How can it be mechuyev twice? When it did only one ma'isavere, not two ma'isaveres. Mashein came in the case where it shemes mecholokim, b'gufi mecholokim. So the Rashba says, even if it's done b'basachat, it's considered like two separate ma'isaveres. Like the Gemara b'madlo, shekotza b'madlo. In other words, there was a tenor, and with one cutting, with one act, he cut off, he ripped the teino, and also the whole branch. So, on the teino is chayev mishumav, and on the branch is chayev mishum tolde. And Reb Lezer, that's the other halach of Reb Lezer, that Reb Lezer is mechayev al tolde mokimav, even if it's vibasachas. And over there we have two separate ma'isaveres, because one is an av and one is a tolde, it's something else entirely. So Mimele, he can be chayev to chatois. Mashenke, when he eats shnei zeisachile belemechot and bibasachas, so it's one ma'isaveire. But where it's gufi mecholoki and shemes mecholoki, one is an eichel, one is a kele, and so is a kele. So then it's considered like two separate ma'isaveires, even if it's basachas. So Mimele, the Gemara says very well, shma meno eichel shnei zeisachile belemechot chayev shtai. So the kasha was, but even if we say that according to Sumches, so it's only Basachas, but Basachas certainly not. Here is Basachas, the answer is So even though it's Basachas, it's two separate Maisaveres. If it's two separate Maisaveres, so you can be Chayev, Tukhatois, but the Shaila is, it's Elamechot. So as far as the question whether it's to be considered Elamechot or Shtialomes, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's Basachas or Basachas. This is what the Rashba says. Anyway, so we see from this Rashba, that when one carries out, let's say, many yichlim in the keli, let's say zainitz or the keli, so then on the keli is potter legamle, because the keli becomes potter. But let's say he has in the keli 10 oranges. So from this Rashba we see that, I mean, I shouldn't say, maybe it's not a raya, I mean, of 10 oranges, because the Rashba says, Shemis Micholokim v'gufim Micholokim. So he emphasizes Shemis Micholokim because one is an Eichel and one is a Kele. But let's say if somebody is Meitzi an orange in a Kele, and so is a Kele. So it's Shemis Micholokim v'gufim Micholokim. So how many Maisaveres is a Iveya? Not one Maisavere, but two Maisaveres. He's a Iveya, not one Maisavere, but two Maisaveres. Now, according to what we said in the Rambam explains the aloche of Agat Kele Shmei Agat, because it's considered as if it's one Chevetz, like a candelabrum, that consists of parts, so Memele, it should not be considered like, like two Maisaveres, but like one Maisavere. Hameitzi perikud veitz mechashabes aloch yedal. Hameitzi miktsas achifetz mirshus. Mishtei rishu yeseivu mirshus shni yopot. Ache yeitzi es kol achifetz kulei mirshuzu lirshuzu. Kupo sheim leo chafoti. Afilum leo chal. Veheitzi rubo mirshuzu lirshuzu. Poter ache yeitzi es kol akupo. Vechein kol adeim lezeh. Shakli meisim kol sheyesh boi kechivetz echot. So listen, the Rambam mentions that ligabe agat kele, but the Rambam mentions a hezber, and we apply that concept ligabe mishiche too. So the Rambam says shakli meisim kol sheyesh boi kechivetz echot. So it's a general concept. So that means that when a certain chivetz is in the kele, so then it's considered like one chayvetz that consists of parts, like a candelabrum that consists of certain chulyes of parts. So memele, if somebody would be meitzi, let's say on Shabbos, let's say a bed that consists of parts that is put up together, or a candelabrum. So how many maisaveres is there? Of course, only one maisaver. It's one chayvetz. So Meila according to the Rambam's Hezber of Agat Klish Meyaget, Chakli, Mesim Kol Sheyesh Beik Yechevetz Echot, so then, if he's Meitzi, Eichli Mesich Akli, Yim Tzorich Likli, but it's still Chevetz Echot, so it's only one Maisavere. So if it's only one Maisavere, so why does the Gemara say, Shmamino Eichli Shnei Zeis Achille Beil Mechot Chayv Shtayim? So the only problem is with Helmechot, But if we say that Eichelsin is in Yechilin Bele Mechot Chai Shtayim like Sumches, so then it's all right. And the Gemara says, and then Rav Avashi applies it to the case, Shogat Bozeh, Ubozeh, V'nidah Luchaz, V'nidah Lei. So that's only Ligabi the Shaila of Bele Mechot Shtei Alomis. So if we say it is Mechal case, so it's considered Shtei Alomis. But if it's one Mais Avere, so what if it's the Alomis? It's one my Zaveire. How can it be Mechuyev to Chatois for one act of its own? So it's a Gemara Mefureshes. So it's a Gemara Mefureshes that Neged Rambam, that when someone is made a Chavetz in a Kele, it's not considered like one Chavetz. But Agat Gnishmi Agat is another Aloche because it's attached to the other issues, so Mimele, there is no itzoye. Not because it's considered as one chavet, but the Rambam explains it on the basis. Shakli meisi meisi ki chavet zechot. Chavet zechot. If chavet zechot. So even if shogak boze v'neidalei v'choza v'neidalei, so we have three alomes, but we don't have two mais aveires, how can it be mechuyev? Two chatois. The Gemara in Beitze says that if you zayin amad aleph, now one is not allowed to be eife or to be mivashel from one day yom tev to the other, because ichel nefesh is only muter litzirach isaye, but not litzirach acher, or for the next day yom tev. So it's also so in eifim miton rabon, in eifim yom tev v'chaver, b'emes omru. Suppose a woman, she only needs for the yontef meal one chdich, so she can fill up a pot with 100 chdiches, a big kettle, and put it on fire, because there is no extra meloche done. The meloche consists in putting the pot on fire. Whether the pot has one chdiche or 100 chdiches, it doesn't matter. So Mele, if she needs one chtiche, so then she can fill up the whole pot with many. Mimale isho kolatano pas mitlisha pas nefes. That's Rav Shimon Elazar says even l'gabe afi. All right. Omarov alochik Rav Shimon Elazar. That's called meisiv bishur. Is muter an yontef. In other words, if somebody needs for the ichel nefesh of yontef only one kazayis, he can put in the gdere 100 kazayis. He needs only one glass of water, he wants to drink a glass of tea. So only one glass of water, he can fill up the whole tea kettle with water, because there is no extra meloche of bishul, he's the same bishul. So he's only meisiv bishurim. So meisiv bishurim is muter an yom. So the Ram and the Reed, Es sich kach. Oh, beim es umro mal ich am deal. Was soll die even though is mal be shuri, he only needs one kazais and he fills up the pot with meat. So that's muta. Udamrino li kamon de mizamnine sa'akum biyontev gzeiro shemayabu bishvilei. So the question arises, in other words, you're not allowed to invite a goy to your sudan yontev. Why? Because the Torah was matem loche litzerech al nefesh of Yisroel yontev. But litzerech al nefesh of Inochi, the Torah was not matem. So if you invite a goy to your sudan and yontev, so he might be marbe for the goy, and that is b'isa. But the question is, but marbe b'shurim is muta. So you put in another piece of meat in the same pot. He'll fill up the tea kettle with more water. So it's only marbe b'shurim. So the answer is no. We are chayshim shuyageizeh. If he would be allowed to invite the goy, that he might put in and next they put up, and next the pat because of the goy. Then there'll be an extra meloch. But if it's only a question of being marbe b'shurim, so that's mutter. Umi u ikel meidak mi di boilon perik rabbi shmoil bim noches, daf samadalet, chile shom duol ishtek regres, vi ike shtek regres bishtei ukci, vi sholesh bi uke cechot, hei mai mai, shtai mai sinon, de chazin lei, oi dil ma sholesh mai sinon di komu mai eit, bi ptsir, ve asikne di sholesh mai sinon, shtai im loi mai sinon, mishim di mute bi ptsir odif, ויעד כאן לא יקרי בוילון הוסום, אלו כהי גבנה דבי שתיים בשני וקצין, יקרי בבצירה, אבל משמע דפשטו די שניים ביקצחות, ושליצו ביקצח העיר, די שתיים מי סינון, שלוש לא מי סינון, גרבוי בשום הוסום. אם אורז נבאי, שמה לי דחיל השם בסקונת, פקוח נפש. So it's mutter to be kate of, he needs food, let's say, so he has to eat, let's say, dates. That's his refuah, זכיל השם בסקונת. So it's mutter to reap the dates on Shabbos, but on the tree, so there is on one ukitz, there are three dates, and then there are two uktzim with a single date on each ukitz. So what should he do? Should he make two ktzires, the two dates on two separate uktzim? That is the number of dates he needs, the chile, or he should just make one reaping. He should just reap the three dates and one ukitz. So the shaila is what is preferred, ribu bishuri, or ribu psire is preferred. So the maskon of the Gemara is that me would be ptzir adim. So we see that only in the case where the alternative is between two ptzires that involve just two dates and one ptzira that involves three dates. So me would ptzir is adim. But suppose you have on one ukitz you have two dates and another ukitz you have three dates, then it goes without saying that you are not allowed to reap the three dates on that ukitz, because you only, the chila only needs two, so then he's mechuyev to reap the two dates on one ukitz, not the three dates on one ukitz. Even though it doesn't make any difference, here there is a single act of tzira involved, and here there is a single act of reaping involved. So we see that ribu bishurim is awesome. But when it's a choice has to be made between ribu bishurim and ribu ptzires, so naturally, I mean, that's the maskon of the Gemara. I say naturally, I mean, but that's the maskon of the Gemara. That's maskon of the Gemara, that miut ptzira is odiv. But we see that ribu bishurim is also, and here the Gemara says, mimalei isho gdeiro kulo afal pishin itzricho elo lichtichachas. That's the kasha. It's a very strong kasha. Avol mashma de pshitali di shnayim bukatzecho du shleisho bukatzachia di shtayim maise sholish le maisinon du ribu bishurim ose. Tiretz rizal di hosom bishabes davke di ike isa skile avol biyontev di isa lav. He killed. So what's the sheet of the Ri? The sheet of the Ri is that midraise ribu shiurim is not osa. Midraise ribu shiurim is not osa at all. But midrabonon ribu shiurim is osa. So where the chachomim machmir b'shabes? But by Yom Tev, they were not machmir, according to the Ri. So in other words, the Ri sheet is that ribu shiurim is muta midraise. So Enoch Nami, midraise, if Echele is a chile sheyesh b'sakone, Echele is a chile sheyesh b'sakone, and he has to drink a glass of tea. So then, midraise, you're allowed to fill up the whole kettle with water. Because it doesn't make any difference. I mean, it's the same meloche. Whether I put on the fire a kettle with one glass or with 100 glasses. But with Rabbanon, Ribu Shiurim is osa. So, how could the Gemara have the bias? So, in the Gemara, we have to say according to the Rebbe. So, that was before the Gemara was patient. So, then the Gemara had a suffix. Maybe Rebbe Shur is also with the eyes. But when the Gemara is patient, mid Tzirodiv, so that's the Maskon of the Gemara, that Rebbe Shur is not also with the eyes. So, on the Osam, the Rabbonon. It's on the Osam, the Rabbonon. So, Mimele, mid Psire, is on. But this is what the Rebbe says. Will it teach you how he gets in on? Beir of Mperik Ador, how he nuked his tapa hamime? Because Bisman Chazal, so the antiseptics were not used in practice. So Mimele, because of that, it was indispensable for the safety of the child that was Nimeil to give him a bath before the Mile and a bath after the Mile. So, how you look at ishtapach mime? It's built out. Also, the kame de rove. So, in other words, so if you don't have any chmime to give him a bath, you can be mal the child because to be a sakore. Omalu nishayle leime because the mother is a yeldes. Now, a yeldes. So, teir gimul yomim is considered the chile sheiv sakone, even if she says einu tzrichani. Teich shivo, if she says srichani, so she's considered as a yichil shev sakone. But if she says in srichani, so she's considered as a yichil shev sakone. So here it was on the eighth day. I mean, the Yimah Mile has to be on the eighth day. Now there is a machlekes resheni whether when we say that teich shivo, if she says srichani, she considers a yichil shev sakone. Whether we count 7 days, so we count 7 misles. So let's say if we count 7 days, so then she couldn't have a din of Chilashev Sakone because the mila is on the 8th day, so it's already after the 7th day. But if we count 7 misles, suppose the baby is born, let's say a few minutes before Shkia, so then in the morning of the 8th day, it's within the 7 misles, within 7 misles, so she could be a Chilashev Sakone. So, also the Kamed Rove Omalu Nishayle Lime, whether she'll say she needs water or not, it's Riche. If she says I need water, so Mimele, it will have to warm up water for her. She's Pekach Nefesh. So Mimele, if we'll warm up water, so since we have to warm up water, we'll warm up more water. So we'll pour in the kettle, in the pot, more water. So we'll have water to bathe the baby for the meal. But the question is, but the Rebbe said that the Chachomim were machmir b'Shabbes, they asked the tribu b'shiurim, and this water of white meal is the Shabbos, but machshir in shef shel aseison me'erev Shabbos is not the Shabbos. Now this chamin, so it's spilled. So, but it's still machshirin shef shel aseison me'erev Shabbos. So that cannot be the Shabbos. So even nisan rabbonon it cannot be the Eche. So how did Rove pasken that if the mother says she needs water, so we warm up more water and we'll use the additional water in the pot for bathing the baby, or be able to be mal. The alma afilu b'shabes shol ribuy b'shure. The loy kashi shekvor pir sherashe zal v'chein b'teisves dinechem liyal diaku. So Teisves says that because Teisves shita is, even though it's not mistaber. I mean, it's not mistaber. The groy is chelik on it, but misalasvore it's not mistaber like Teisves. Misalasvore it seems that if the Chachomim were Mishaya, that the Yildes for the first 7 days has a din of Achilles Sheyesh Besakone, so it shouldn't be told in 7 days, it should be told in 7 misles. But Teisves Shite is no, that it's told in 7 days. So Mele, Teisves was bothered by Kashe, how could we warm up water out of Israel? The Mila is on the Ayim Ashmini, so it's already after the 7th day. So she's a Chile Shem Misakone. So, and Teisa Shite is that it's not 7 misles. Had Teisa Shite been that it's 7 misles, so then there wouldn't be any cash. But Teisa Shite is that it's not 7 misles, it's 7 days. So on the Ayim Ashmini, it's already after 7 days. So Teisa says, Rove meant Nishayu le'imei, because even after the 7 days, so the yildes does not have a din of achila she'ish b'sakone, but until 30 days she has a din of achila she'ish b'sakone. And achila she'ish b'sakone, you can tell a goy to do all melaches. So memele nishayu le'imei, and if the mother says she wants water, so then we'll be allowed to tell a goy to warm up water. So we'll tell the goy to fill up the whole pot with water. So memele it's no kash. Luikashi is a kvapir shirashi zal the chemitesis, the nichem al deakum koma, via rashbo, zal meisi feit veimea, va fil iman de forish osam dal yisroel koma. So the rashbo says no. The rashbo says no. That we can say that 7 days doesn't mean 7 days, it means 7 weeks less. So mele, when the rove said, nishayu le'imei, so if the mother says she needs water, so then we can warm up water, it means al Yisroel, because it took ach nefesh. But your kashi is, the Ri says that it's only the chachomim were matir, ribu bishurim an yomte, but on Shabbos not. So, and here it's Shabbos. So it's Shabbos, and Mila couldn't be deichet because Machshir and Shef Shalasi Somer of Shabbos is in deichet Shabbos. So he says, Vafil man forosh osam dal Yisroel koma lekashi, dichiv in deloi mitzar al mid rabonon, kiv in de biyon tefshore, hosom gabi Mila mishum mitzvah etiru ligamre, afil al de Yisroel. So the Rashbo agrees with the Rishite, the tribu shurim is not osam edraisi. Not by Shabbos is it osam edraisi, nor by Yom Tev it osam edraisi. But mid rabonon it's osam. So, since it's been Rabbanu Yitzoseh, the Chachomim only asked it regarding Shabbos, they didn't ask it regarding Yom Tov. That's why the Gemara says, Mimal Yisho, Deiro Kulova, Hal Pishi Nitzricho, Lechdicho Achas, Lechdicho Achas. But then you ask, so why is it Muter, let's say if we say it's Al Yisrael, to fill up the whole pot with water, just because the mother needs one glass of water, so maybe we can fill up the whole pot, but with Rabbonon it's Osram Shabbos, since it's only Osram Ribi Shurim, but Shabbos is only Osram Rabbonon. So here, Bimkei Mile, the Chachomi made this special dispensation. They won't make it. Anyway, so the Rashba Shite is also, the Ribi Shurim with Raisi is Muta, Shabbos, Bayom Tef everywhere. But the Chachomi asked it Gash Shabbos, and they didn't ask it Gabi Yom Tef. Then he says, oh, Michlal de Svirlei, the Ribuy de Rances, the Ribuy of Shurim, the Shabbos, the Mitzar, and the Rabbon, Utmani Aleim, the Imkein, that this is what I tried to explain before, Utmani Aleim, the Imkein, Maiko Miboyeli, Hosom Menoches, Pshita de Sholes, my Sinon, the Ribu Bishur, the Mitzar, and the Rabbon, the Ribu Psira Mitzam de Reis. So how could the Gemara have an Abaye if it's a question of making two whippings, two Ktsires? Two ktzires and one ktzir with two dates and one ktzire of one ukets, but three dates. So the Gemara had this alkadaito, had an alternative in its mind that maybe he should make two ktzires in order to avoid ribu bishurim. So that means there's a drice. So, according to the Ri, you have to say, the Gemara in the Abaye really felt that's in the Raise, but when the Gemara is patient, that Mirt Ptsira is Adive, so the Gemara is saying in effect that Ribu Shurim is only the Rabbolon, whereas Ribu Ptsira is in the Raise. But the Ram doesn't like this Teret. So, Memele, so it's Mashma, from that Gemara that Ribu Shurim is also in the Raise. So, v'dim v'tmani aleim v'mkei maikom v'boyer lehosom menoches pshita di sholish maizinon v'ribu bishurim lo imitza el drabonon v'ribu ptzire mitza medraise do lo yomdu el v'ikrik asechot do maizhi sholish buketzechot lo yobar adraise klal v'ilo yiviu shnayim b'shnei uktzim leike v'chayef chato se kolik tenari in the Rashbo. So he's chelik v'fichoch nira li boru odevada v'ribu bishurim v'shabes medraise mitza. So he's chelik andari in the Rashbo. And the Ramshite is the tribu bishurim is also the rice. Is also the rice. So that's why the Gemara had an Abaye. So the Gemara is patient, even though both are also the rice. Ribu biktzires is also the rice. And ribu bishurim is also the rice. But when one of the two things has to take place because of the kach nefesh, so mit tzir adiv. Vafil hocheli. Oh, so then the question arises. So if ribu bishurim is also the rice, why does the Gemara say Mimale Isha of Deiro Kulo Aval Pishi Mitzricho El Lichticha Achaz? What letter is there? So he says Vavlocha lidome ribushure beyonte for ribushure be Shabbos. Sha Shabbos truyitzel chile, veloyutru. Ulfichokolche ikameloche, oser, aftis vosse komeu, umitzamed reis, aval yonte fichu nefeshutabo, daflef shamere vionte fshore, kolshu marbala iker, uvilvache ibitere achechotis viskomeu. So the Ram says there is a fundamental distinction between Yont, between Echon Nefesh and Yontev and Pikuach Nefesh and Shabbos. Because Echon Nefesh and Yontev, so it's not a Nin of Tchio. It's Hutro. When the Torah said, Ach Kol Melocho, Lo Yosebo, the Torah had reference only to Meleches She'eino Echon Nefesh. But Meleches Echon Nefesh was excluded, was accepted from the Issa Meloche. So there is the love of Kol Melocho Lo Yosebo doesn't apply to Meleches Echon Nefesh. So since she has to cook one chtiche poso, so Memele, he can be marbe bishur. Mashein kim pikuach nefesh. So that's not utro, that's truyo. So Memele, only that amount that is indispensable for saving the life of the chayle, that is truyo. But any excess over and above that quantity that is indispensable for saving the life of the chayle, there is no truyo. So in other words, when it's utro, then ribushurim is muta. But when something is truyo, so there is no truyo on the excess over and above that which is necessary for the tree of Shabbos. Anyway, so we see from the Ram that ribu shuri, so the Ram says even in case of a chile sheyesh b'sakon. So if he is marbe over and above what is essential for the chile, he is eiver and is adarais. So he can be chayiv koresto and he can be chayiv chatosto. Chayiv chatosto. So mimele, according. So we have to say, now we raise the question against the Rambam. He, the Rambam, says that when someone is made in the Kele, so we say, Agat Kishmi Agat, Shakli Meisi Meisi Kechifetz Echot. So that means it's one chifetz. If it's one chifetz, so it's one maisavere. If somebody is made, let's say, an Echol in the Kele, even if he's so Echol Kele, so it's only one maisavere. Because it's one chayfetz, it's like let's say a bed that is made up of parts. So it's one maisavere, not separate maisaveres. So memele, how can the Gemara say that if it's shogak boze, uboze, vineidale vechoza vineidale, so it's chayf tuchatois. Yidias mechal case is effective ligabe the question of one helm, two helms. But if it's a question of one maisavere, so how can Yidie make it into two maisaveres? So we see from this Gemara, as the Rashba says, that lechol apoches, in the case where it's Shemis Mechlokin and Guf Mechlokin, even though it's done in one maise and in one kele, so it's considered two separate maisaveres, two separate itzoyes. But the Rambam explains, agat kli shmei agat, on the basis, hakele meisi meisi. So we have to say that the Rambam agrees with the sheet of the Ram. True, it's one chayfetz, but in one chayfetz, according to the Ram, it's also a separate maisavere. Suppose somebody has to have a gregres of an eichel. A gregres of an eichel. Of an eichel. For a chivashim b'sakoni. And no more, and he has two gregres, one piece. Two gregres. He can break it off, one gregres, and carry it in the Rishus Rabim. Instead, he doesn't break off that big piece of Eichel that has two gregres. And he carries the big piece of Eichel that has two gregres. According to the Ram, he'll be chayiv for the additional gregres. Even though it's one chayvetz, there it's certainly one chayvetz. Because so it's marbe bishurim. So marbe bishurim constitutes a separate maisavere, according to the Ram. So mimele, so true that the kelim makes it into one big chayfetz, but one chayfetz itself, if it has two shurim, so it's two maisaveres. Because if the Ram can say that vis-a-vis chile sheyesh b'sakone, if the chile sheyesh b'sakone needs only one gregres of the teichel, and he carries in the Rishus Rabim two gregres, the one piece, So he's chayev for the additional gregres. So that means without the chilul shev is a kone. If somebody carries a piece of eichel that has two gregres, so it's two mais averes. But it cannot be mechuyev to chatoyes because it's al mechol. But if we say that eichel shneiz is a chilul bel mechol the chayev shtayim was a chaze, but over there but basacha so it's only my one mais avere. But gabi shabbes ma be bishurim according to the Ram is two separate mais averes. So mele so true that the keila according to the Rambam the keila makes it into one big chayfetz, but it has more than the shia, it has two shurim, so mele it's considered as two separate mais averes. And the Rashbo l'shitose. The Rashbo l'shitose, because the Rashbo in Beitze agrees with the shita of the Ri that Mab Bishurim is only Osam the Rabbonon. So Memele, if it is to be considered as one chifetz, so then he couldn't be chayvti shtuchatoiz. Apart from the question of El Mechot Shnei Alomis, because it's one Mais Avere. But so the Rashba says, so first of all, the Rashba wouldn't agree with the Rambam's explanation of Agat Klish Be'Agat, because it's considered like one Chayfetz. According to the Rashba, it's a special aloche of Agat Klish Be'Agat, not because it's one Chayfetz. And Memele, the Rashba is that Kashe, and he has to give the Teretz, that here it's considered as two separate Maisaviris, because the Shem is Mechulokim, Vigufim Mechulokim. But otherwise, if you have one big chayvetz, even though it has many shiurim, so it's only one mais avere. But because ribu shiurim, according to the Rashbo, is only osam derabon. Now the thesis: sheshokach alo yichli, vihizit alakli, vichayev alakile, vichayev alakile, haynes kile, kipirush Rashi. V'rabin Shmuel kosher Rashbam kosher leluk mebraise mechiv skile, di bechol duch tayim mechiv chatus, v'igi agirse din shokach alakelim. V'yizit alo eichlin, v'lo yisrubei, dileke beichlin lo yiskile, v'lo yichatos, v'lakli chayev chatos. So vei nira liri, lo yipirish akuntres, v'lo yipirish Rashbam. So the Ri says, the Ri rejects both gersois. Dichshehit, because the tzalashove shebehen, Rashi's gers, Rashbam's gers, is, even though he is amazed in one, so that does not preclude a chiyuv chatos for the other chayvetz. But the question is, how can he, if he's amazed in one chayvetz, so how can he be mechuyev chatos for the other chayvetz that he's b'sheyeg, but he's not shol midiyose? There is a halacha that when is one mechuyev chatos for an avera b'sheyeg only if the circumstances are such that had he been reminded at the time when he was laboring under the impact of a mistake, he would have refrained. But if the circumstances show that even if he had been reminded, he wouldn't have refrained from the avere, for example here, it's his talakele. So that means he didn't care for the chil shabbos b'mezid. So how can he be mechuyev v'chatos for the eichli? So he's not shol midos? Why? Because the keli is bottled to the eichel. V'moitzolch likli chayev skile. Af im yisro b'mishum keli. U'porich v'af ala keli kotone mashma lechayev shtayim. So it's pointed out. So according to Teisves, we are not geves. Ki hoche mayaskinon kin sheshogak ala eichli. V'yizit ala keli. But hoche mayaskinon kigein shehizit ala keli. Not shogak ala eichli. V'yizit ala keli. So he says, "Hamei tzeich min kishir bichli, chayev skil alo eichli, kigin sheyisro b'yal eichli, u'poter ala keile, im hisro b'y mishum keile, v'im yitzolch likli, chayev skil e." So in other words, so we're not discussing a chiyuv chatos here. We're not discussing Chiyuv Chatos. Af Misumim Shem Kele. Upo Revoa Aflak Ikotone Mashal Chayev Shtayim. So the Gemara gives the Teretz. Yein Shishok Abazeh Ubazeh V'nei Lachodon Edom. Now, so Teisves asks a strong Kashi against Rashi and the Rashbam. How can they say Shogak Aleichli V'yizit Alakele So Mimele. That's according to Rashi's Gersi. So he's chayiv mise on the keilin, he's chayiv chatos on the eichlin. How can he chayiv chatos on the eichlin? He's not chov midiose. He was ready to do a meloche b'meizit on the keilin. And then according to Rashbam's girse, shogach al keilin, v'izit al eichlin. V'izit al eichlin. So we say v'lo yisrobei. So he's chayiv on the keilin chatos, but he's not chov midiose because b'meizit. He was carrying the Eichli without a Sloyer, but he's not a Shomid Yosef. So we have to say now, there is a Gemore in here, yes. In Chum. The Gemara in here is Dafyudalev. Dafyudalev from Dalev says as follows: Tana Rabbanan, me amoretz prat lemumer. Reb Shimon bar Yosef, mishum Reb Shimon asher yisrael bishgog avoshim. Hashov midyosim mikom al jikosei, hashov midyosim mikom al jikosei. Mai binaye, omer Rav Amnune muchlech lechilev, umikom al adam mikibnai. מה עשו והקיו דימום עליך הולכי לבלידם נמי מומרבי ומה עשו ועל לידם מי ישו בדוסיה ואורו ועודו מה דיקולה על נמום עליך הולכי לבלידם מול לידם אלו הוכה ואיך נביא ליטי אובן ונסחל לפלי בישומן ואוכל לקום מבליה מה עשו ועל קיו נדלתי אובן אוכל במזי מומרו ומה עשו ועל קיו נדלו אשכח דהתרה לא יוכל לאיסורה לב מומרו Love Mumeru. So Rashi explains it as follows. In other words, the Gemara is here saying, Nafkemine, he's mentioning Nafkemine, between the Droshe of Mamores Pratel Mumer and the Droshe of Shom Midyosef. So Nafkemine is, according to Rashi's Pshat, suppose someone is addicted to eat Chaylev Litov. Whenever he has nothing else to eat, only Chaylev, so he cannot curb his appetites and eat Chaylev. But if he has chaylev and chumen available, then he curbs his appetites. So then he wouldn't behave there. So it will be so he wouldn't dare shobikatir of ochlisor. Only when he has nothing else to eat. And here there was a situation he had on the table a chticha of chaylev and a chticha of chumen. So had he known the identity of the Chticha of Chelev and the identity of the Chticha of Shumen, he wouldn't have taken the Chelev. But he was laboring under a mistake, so he mistook the Chelev for Shumen and he ate the Chelev, thinking that it was Shumen. But had he been reminded at that time that this is the Chelev, he would have taken the other Chticha, not this Chticha. But the reason as to why he ate the chilev, because he thought the chilev was shum. So Mele, according to the Mandom, who doesn't darshin mamlam morat l'mumer, who only darshin the drosha, who shom midyosei Reb Shimon. So Mele, here will be chayv chatos, because here he shom midyosei. Because had he been reminded of the identity of the chtiche, he would have taken the other chtiche, not the chilev. But according to Mandom, who darshin mamoras morat l'mumer, since he's addicted to the eating of chaylev b'liti oven. So even though in this specific situation he would have refrained from eating chaylev if he had known all the facts, but he's still a mumer, he has a shem mumer. This is how Rashi explains it. And the Miri in Hiryas also explains it exactly the same way. However, from the Miri in Chum, it's mashma that he explained it just the other way, just the reverse. In other words, that if it is a situation where the person is addicted to the eating of chilev litiov, but whenever it's possible for him to eat shumen, so then he doesn't eat chilev. And here he had on the table chilev and shumen, but he mistook the chilev for shumen. Had he known So even though he would have refrained, had he been reminded, so according to Mando, Marov Chob Midios, say he's not considered Chob Midios. Even though in that specific situation he would have refrained, had he been reminded, but that's not important, the fact that in that particular situation he would have refrained. Because of the fact that generally he doesn't restrain himself from eating chalev, so that makes him an inish of midosi. Mashenke, according to Mandoma, Udarshins, Mumea. So, in other words, so only a person who is addicted to the eating of chalev, who just doesn't care for the eating of chalev. But if he does care, but he's so weak, he does not, he cannot, he does not curb his appetite. So, he's Shem Mumea, he doesn't have. But he's not ish of midosi. Just the opposite of the pshat of Rashi and the Meiri in Heres. So that's the pshat of the Meiri in Chum. The opposite of his own pshat in Heres. Now, but according to most Rishenim, the pshat is as Rashi says here, and as the Meiri in Heres says, not as the Meiri in Chum says. In other words, in a case where a person is a neichel neved chilev litov. But whenever he has the opportunity to eat shumen, so then he doesn't eat chalev. And if he had on the table ichtichav chalev, ichtichav shumen, but by mistake he ate the chalev, thinking it was shumen, so and had he been reminded at that time, he would have refrained from eating the chalev, so then he's considered chom midiose, but he's considered imume. So we see that as far as Shom Midiose is concerned, it has to be determined on the basis of the specific situation, not whether the person in general refrains from the Isachelev, but whether in that particular situation he would have restrained. And even if in general he does not restrain himself, as long as in that particular situation, had he known the identity of the Chtiche, he would have refrained from the Isaiah. He's considered Chom Midiose, even though he eats Chalev, he can eat Chalev 100 times a day. But in that particular situation, he is considered Chom Midiose, according to Rashi's Pshat and the Pshat of Moshe Shem. So, in Mele, we can answer the Kashi of Teisves against Rashi here. What does Teisves ask against Rashi in the Rashbam? He said, "Tchshehizit beechot." Rashi's girsi is shogak al eichlim behizit al akele. So chayev al akli skile mise. There was a soye, kabos a soye, and on the eichlim is chayev chatos. So the kashi is now that man would dare to be mechal shabes be meizit with a soye and kabos a soye. So he's not shomid yosei. The answer is we see that Rashi shite in here is that the Chom Midiose depends upon the specific situation, not whether the person in general is Chom Midiose, but in that particular situation, would he, had he known of his mistake, had he been reminded of his mistake, would he have refrained from the Aveir or not, even if he's the biggest Mumer, and he eats Chelev 1,000 times a day, but as long as we can establish that in that specific situation, he would have restrained himself, had he been reminded. So then he's considered Chom Midiose.